Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Let's see what's happening here. This is the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan at your service, whether it be the morning, the afternoon, whenever you're listening early morning to this program. We're on it. What's wreaking havoc? what can we tear apart today? The list of people that Joe Biden is checking out, apparently. Mrs. Clinton has the inside insight, says that he has great choices, Jennifer, for a running mate. I don't know who's on the list. Do we have anybody? I'm sure.
Well, it's boiled down to two.
Not on the list.
Yeah, it's boiled down to two, pretty much. There has been strong opposition research being dumped amongst these ladies on the list.
There's lots of reasons not to like both of them, so there's got to be a lot of research being done.
Well, there were about five people on the list, five or six people on the short list, and then it looked like it was down to three. Karen Bass was one of those three. Karen Bass is a representative from my area, actually, in Los Angeles, and she kind of got tossed, not only because she said sympathetic things about Fidel Castro, but also said sympathetic things about the Church of Scientology. So it seems that she's off of that list. And so now it looks like we're down to two. Remember, next week is the DNC already, if you can believe it. The Democrat National Convention happens next week. This week, however, it's expected that we'll probably get an announcement of some kind from Joe Biden, because just quite simply, he's running out of time. He's got to have somebody with him next week. And I think
so why doesn't he announce and surprise everybody on the day of the convention?
I don't really remember, but traditionally, when do candidates announce their running?
A lot earlier than this. Usually earlier than this. They do it because they have the benefit. They have the benefit of then having two people to go out and campaign. This year's a little different.
Right.
The coronavirus has actually saved the campaign, the candidacy of Joe Biden. He's been able to hide out in the basement, which has allowed Trump to run against Trump instead of actually having any really Biden-centric ideas being floated out there. He just stays out of the way, and Trump kind of runs against himself, which is a strategy, and it's one that seems to be at least, you know, working in small part. Obviously, things are going to get tightened up a little bit because people are paying more attention. But usually you have that vice presidential pick out there to kind of cover more territory and to bring in the groups that they're put on the ticket.
Bring
in
nobody with Kamala Harris and Susan Rice, as far as I'm concerned.
Those are the final two on the list.
According to Hillary. Hillary says that Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is on the list.
She was on
She's
the list
been
from
on
the beginning.
The list. Yeah.
Yeah. It seems that most people are thinking that it's going to be between Kamala and Susan Rice.
Why?
It could be a surprise.
Why?
That's
it,
the rumor.
Who says
because
that?
Most people believe.
Some,
most people.
Who are most people? The news media?
No, there are a lot of anonymous sources and stuff.
Yeah, within the campaign.
Yeah.
I mean, don't attack me. I'm not attacking you. I don't care.
I just
He can pick a turtle. I mean, I'm not going to vote for
either Harris or Susan Rice. They're both obnoxious.
Of course. And they're going to be president. So now you're going to get to, so you get to choose, Dougie, you know, do you want to vote for someone? Because that's going to be the presidential person, probably.
Gretchen
Joe Biden
Whitmer
will probably not make it through.
I think she's okay.
Anyway. Be careful with that. You look into what she did in Michigan with the closures and she wouldn't let people go to their vacation.
But they all have drawbacks.
But New York, New Jersey, it's the same way. It's the same thing.
She went to her vacation home. That's the optics that get left out, is that, well, everyone in Michigan was tied down to their homes with really strict restrictions. She and her husband were out boating on the lake, and so not necessarily glowing endorsement. But anyway, I'm not going to vote for them, so that's up to you to choose. So two are now said to be at the top of the ticket. That's Kamala Harris and Susan Rice. The interesting thing is that Willie Brown, who's the former mayor of San Francisco and had an affair with Kamala Harris when she was up and coming in the state of California.
Yeah. He's a beauty.
Apparently wrote this op-ed over the weekend that asked Kamala Harris to politely decline a spot on Joe Biden's ticket if he chooses her to be his running mate. This was an op-ed headlined Brown. Kamala Harris should say no to vice presidency. It was published in the San Francisco Chronicle. He's discussed very openly his extramarital relationship with Kamala Harris. He urged her to reject the vice presidency and instead request to be considered for the role of attorney general in the Biden administration. He said that Harris
is tested. I think that's what she wants all along. I don't know if it's going to be Kamala.
Well,
I've always thought that's what she wants.
Here's why I think she wants to be vice president. She wants to be vice president because she knows that Biden isn't going to make it through. They're going to dump him out, and whoever is sitting in that vice presidential...
That's a rumor that a lot of Republicans love spreading.
It's not a rumor when you look at the mental decline of Joe Biden.
God.
He is unable to put a sentence
Jennifer,
together.
Jennifer, you can make an argument about Trump's mental acuity.
Come on. It's,
I don't know if you, I know that you guys don't get to see the news media and the coverage of Joe Biden, but the guy's a racist. The guy is unable to put a sentence
what?
Together.
Oh, my
he's,
God. You're
he's
saying
got
he's
so
a racist over Trump? I mean, I know
absolutely.
He's your boy, but, like, really?
No, no, no.
Trump has a long-standing history of being incredibly
like what?
Racist. When?
Like what?
Talk about
like
the Central
what?
Park Five. Let's go back to the 80s. Let's go all the way, Jen. Honestly,
let's
you're not going to win this one.
Let's
I
talk
grew up with his racism.
Okay, so the Central Park Five, what else?
The Central Park Five, he spent $85,000 of his own money to
okay,
take out an
what
ad
else?
To put those boys in the electric chair when they weren't even guilty. They were black. They were guilty of being black. What else? Talk about every single person who's worked in his casinos, the class action lawsuits of all the buildings. Jen, honestly, you're not going to win this one. I grew
okay, well,
up with
I can
this
tell
douchebag.
You a little bit.
There is so much
Joe
racism.
Biden.
His father is a racist. His grandfather was a Nazi.
See, these are your...
I mean, come on. These are...
His grandfather was not a Nazi.
He
okay,
fought for
let's
Germany.
Let's talk about Joe
and,
Biden. Though
okay.
Joe Biden did the crime bill, which many people thought was the reason black people were incarcerated. What did Trump do? Trump
oh
actually reversed in 3 years of Trump, he's done police reform, he's done criminal justice reform, he has had the lowest rates of African American unemployment, he has put black Americans back to work, and that's why
you know
and nobody
black
wants
Americans,
to talk
let's
about
be
this.
Honest, you know what put black Americans back to work? The Affordable Care Act, because every single orderly, every single person working in home nursing, they're all black. Those
I'm
were
just
all
saying,
positions
when you have the
that
first
were created.
Black president
those
came
jobs
in and
were
failed
created by the Affordable
and wouldn't
Care
do
Act.
Anything about
AKA
black people
Obamacare.
Killing themselves in. President Obama did nothing for black
That's
Americans.
That's not
he
true
did
at
nothing.
All. Talk to black
there is
people
no,
about that. That's not true.
I believe me. Look at the polling. President
right.
Trump's polling right now with black men is at 37%. That's the highest for any Republican president because they're waking up to the fact that the Democrat Party holds black Americans down. They take them for
and
granted.
Rudy
and all you have to do is look at
Kanye
Joe Biden.
Kanye's whole presidential campaign.
Rudy Giuliani is not
for
running
Trump
for president.
Right.
Joe Biden passed not only the crime bill, but then in everything that he does, he called President Obama a clean one. You don't think that if Trump said that, he would be buried?
Trump
he
has called, said way worse than that, Jen, and you just don't want to admit it. Trump has said way worse
I can't
than
think
that.
Of one thing, and if you,
you can't
please,
think of one thing,
but last week alone, last week alone, Joe Biden said that you're not black. Well, actually, in the last couple of weeks,
right,
you're not
so
black if you don't
let's
vote
cap
for me.
This.
He
okay,
said
let's
black
cap
people
this,
don't have, but they're not mono. They're monolithic. They don't
let's
have multiple
cap
areas of
this with the
disaster.
Following
he
statement.
Is a racist.
Both
right.
candidates.
Well, then we've got two racists.
Leave much to be desired. Let's put it that way. And think about what we were talking about last Friday between Doug, me, Jennifer, her, and our friend John Harper. We talked about the confusing policies school systems are implementing as school attempts to these schools. This is a great conversation topic, by the way. What's going to happen in schools? What's gone on? What's going on? What parents are waking up to? So we started that conversation on the Friday program. It's in the clip of the day, going back to school, what it entails, who's going, where they're going, how much it's going to cost, all that good stuff. So that's a great conversation. And again, I think it's a conversation starter that really most, especially people, parents and grandparents, ought to be discussing. What's going on with your children? How are they going to get educated, or are they, is the question. You can hear that conversation.
Yeah. Were they at home, or are they in the classroom?
It is a it's a big can of worms, man. Listen to that discussion, and all kinds of things. Every day, all day, you can hear the whole DJV show as we are on a loop, if you will, at DJVshow.com.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance, plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary. Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. Automotive expert and car enthusiast James Bell of Kia shares his pick for the best family car and why now is a great time to buy a new car.
Midsize sedans are comfortable and spacious, making them a great choice for a family car. The all-new Kia K5 features a beautiful infotainment display and voice command system to help keep the driver's eyes on the road. It also comes standard with a full selection of safety systems, all adding up to keeping families safe. With a choice of two powerful turbocharged engines, you'll also have fun driving this sporty sedan no matter where you're headed.
It's a smart time to buy a new car.
Dealerships are very eager to sell vehicles right now. Look for low interest and 0% financing deals. A 0% long-term loan can add up to big savings over time. There's lots of special offers out there, so keep your eye out for cashback incentives. If you prefer to lease, you can find very low monthly payments.
To learn more, visit your local Kia dealership or go to kia.com/K5.
Hey, if your air conditioner broke right now, could you afford a $5,000 repair bill? If your water heater went out, can you afford an extra $1,500 right now to fix it? Even if you could, why spend that much money when you can get warranty coverage to protect everything inside your home? Heating systems, plumbing, electrical systems, water heaters, even things like ductwork, washing machines, garbage disposals, refrigerators, garage door openers, ovens, and more. You don't need a repair service. You need Select Home Warranty, the best way to shield your wallet from unexpected costs of repairing or replacing home appliances. When you call right now and mention the discount code RADIO, we'll give you 2 free months of service and an extra $100 savings. Call right now.
800-413-8675. 800-413-8675. That's 800-413-8675.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Well, let's see what's happening to the North. Canada seems has decided to impose tit-for-tat tariffs. I like that. The TTT tariffs. Tit-for-tat tariffs. The president last week reimposed a 10% tariff on aluminium products that come from Canada. President said he's protecting U.S. businesses from a substantial increase in Canadian imports. So what is this?
Yeah, but the problem, though, is that there's an aluminium, as you want to say it, like the
aluminium.
There's a huge shortage. It's a beer can shortage.
Here?
It's here. We did the story 2 weeks ago. It's a beer can shortage. It's anything
that comes in an aluminum can.
And so if we're not getting aluminum from Canada, where are we going to get it from? All these American businesses.
So what did the Canadians do, though? Did they try to up the price?
I don't know where this began. He tariffed something. I don't know how this began. I don't know. But this is. I don't see how this is going to protect American business in any way. There's already an aluminum shortage. China's not recycling anything anymore. It's a mess. So All that stuff's going over to Turkey now.
That stuff, all the recycled metal is not going to come back as aluminum anyway. It comes back as stuff that you use. It all gets melted together and it becomes re-rod. So you're not going to make tin cans out of re-rod. I don't get, though, but I'm trying to figure out where this started, whether the Canadians upped the price and then Trump said, okay, we're going to up the price, we're going to fix you, we'll up the price on stuff that you need. And so we have a new trade deal. What happened to that? That's out the window already?
Yeah.
We'll see you later, alligator. 21 after the hour.
Yeah. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion.
It's one of the few songs you ever liked that Jimi Hendrix did. Glad you picked this one, Victoria.
I didn't. This is Phil, but okay.
Oh, Phil Collins.
There are a lot of Hendrix songs. They're awesome.
Yeah. All Along the Watchtower, Jimi Hendrix, that guitar that he played in the early 60s, sold at auction for $216,000, boys and girls. He was a young rocker in New York City. Four times the pre-auction estimate. I think they said 50 to 60, right? We talked about this the last time. Hendrix began playing this Sunburst electric guitar made in Japan after he was discharged from the Army in 62. I forgot he was even in the Army. After leaving Fort Campbell, he moved to Clarksville, Tennessee for a short time. Man, they must have thought he was something else in Clarksville, Tennessee. He played on the Chitlin Circuit with Wilson Pickett, Slim Harpo, Sam Cooke, Ike and Tina, and Jackie Wilson. I didn't know he played with Jackie Wilson. Before he moved into Harlem in 1964, where he stayed until 1966, playing venues such as Café Wa and the Cheetah Club. Hendrix remained in possession of the guitar through his brief tenure with the Isley Bros and his own Jimmy James at the Blue Flames. when he went to England, the guitar was left in New York at the apartment of his friend Mike Quashai. What is it? Is that how you pronounce the name? Quashai? Provided,
Quashi? I don't know.
Quashi, yeah. He provided a notarized letter of providence for the instrument prior to his own death. The guitar had a pre-auction estimate, as I said, 50 to 60. I reached a high bid of 180 when factoring in fees. The total bid was $216,000. Other notable music-related items from this auction, artifacts of Hollywood and music events. Let's see, $14,000. A 14-carat gold ring owned by Elvis went for $22,500. A pair of Prince's custom-made purple boots went to $13,000 before they were sold. And one of Michael Jackson's sequined black jackets went for $20,000. There you go.
People love spending a lot of money on auction stuff.
People buying that stuff.
Nuts. I don't know where they get it. But.
All right, speaking of Elvis, back in June of 1970, Elvis made the trip east from his Graceland home in Memphis to Nashville where he holed up in an RCA studio on Music Row for 5 days of recording. He was in the midst of his Las Vegas comeback at the International Hotel. He was joined by Music City Sessions players like Charlie McCoy and Norbert Putnam, legendary Nashville Cats. The results came to be known among fans as the Marathon Sessions. Now there's a new four-disc compilation assembly of these masters. The days capture Presley at his energetic best from Elvis in Nashville. It's going to be released in November on the RCA Legacy label. The announcement arrives with a nearly six-minute jam on Cowboy Joe Babcock's I Wash My Hands in Muddy Water, which finds Presley and his band, including James Burton on guitar, in peak form. What makes the From Elvis in Nashville recording so special is their purity, showing Presley's raw power as a performer. The compilation will be available digitally in a four CD box set, a couple of discs of outtakes. From Elvis in Nashville is available for pre-order now. So what actually isn't being said here is that Elvis was on drugs like you wouldn't believe, on uppers to keep himself going for 5 days without going to sleep. That's really what they're
Well, his voice sounds good, so it worked.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it did work. Well, I had that. He had one of the strongest voices, I think, ever in the history of pop music. Just really super strong. You can be sure he didn't stay awake on his own or by drinking coffee during those 5 days. So that's the Elvis news here at 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Do you wake up during the night and have trouble falling back asleep? Restore your natural sleep function with drug-free RemFresh, the first and only continuous release and absorption melatonin that supports your natural sleep cycle for up to 7 hours. Number one sleep doctor recommended RemFresh. Get up to 7 hours of sleep support. Available at Amazon and at fine retailers nationwide. Individual results may vary. Use as directed.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more.
A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With a deadlock on coronavirus legislation, including money for unemployed workers and eviction control, the House's number two Democrat has announced the lower chamber will not return for any votes in Washington until at least mid-September, after negotiations between Democratic leaders in the White House on the next coronavirus relief measure collapsed, leaving millions of jobless Americans without immediate relief. According to the schedule released by House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, the House will not convene for votes until at least September 14th. Members will be working from their home districts, conducting committee work for the first 2 weeks of September. Lawmakers were initially scheduled to return September 1st. Hoyer said lawmakers would have 24-hour notice to return for votes on any new legislation related to the coronavirus. President Trump rolled out a series of executive actions over the weekend to circumvent Congress. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Police broke up a New Jersey house party that violated state health mandates on indoor gatherings, and the host of the event was arrested. At least 300 people were at the pop-up party in the Howell Township, which is about 65 miles northeast of Philadelphia. The out-of-control bash was so big that township authorities needed the help of police from five neighboring towns to quell. Because of the coronavirus pandemic, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy last week lowered the number of people allowed to gather inside to only 25% capacity with a maximum of 25 people, down from the previous standard of 100 people maximum. Even after breaking up the party, the police said they had officers patrol the neighborhood for hours, making sure it didn't restart. The risk of autism may be greater in babies born to women who use marijuana during pregnancy, according to a new study published in Nature Medicine. In an analysis of data from more than 500,000 Canadian mothers and their children, researchers found a 50% increase in autism spectrum disorder in kids whose mother used cannabis while pregnant. While it's known that substance use in pregnant women can affect a fetus's neurodevelopment, the question of whether cannabis use is a risk factor in autism has not been thoroughly investigated until now, according to Johns Hopkins University. The children were followed for an average of 7 years, during which 7,125 children were diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Four after the hour here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. No difficulties here in connecting. Let's see what's going on with the schools. I think this is a big can of worms, as far as I can see. Not only, well, pretty much in every state. So you're closest. You're Victoria, New Jersey. Governor Cuomo's had a lot to say about schools reopening, and where does he think we ought to go?
He says that, and this is a bit of a surprise, I think, but he said that all schools can reopen for in-person learning. And he said all the regions in New York State have now low infection rates, which it's probably better off than pretty much any other state at this point. He warned that state guidance can change if the rates go up, but he posted on Twitter that in schools as elsewhere, masks are going to be required when social distancing is impossible. Every student should plan to have one on them at all times, and if students do not have a mask, the school will be required to provide one. And so he asked schools to examine three issues: how they will address testing, contact tracing, and inequalities in remote learning. So essentially, he's leaving this up to county by county. However, it looks like everybody in New York is probably going to move forward with in-person learning. In New York City, it might be a staggered, because New York City, as opposed to upstate New York, very, very different in terms of how many cases they had. So in New York City, they might do a staggered schedule. So like 2 days, the kids will be there in person. 3 days, they'll be at home doing distance learning, and the schedules will be, you know, they'll have a different, they'll have delayed openings and things like that. But I think for the most part, outside of Manhattan, outside of the five boroughs, I think all of New York State might see kids back in the classroom.
All right, so Jennifer, I want to get what the union...
A lot of teachers are protesting this, but...
Well, the teachers in New York, I see that a teacher, excuse me, down in Jacksonville, Florida, named Whitney Reddick, wrote her own obit.
A lot of people, obituary. A lot of teachers
that seems
have,
to be the
have written
thing.
Wills. That's like a new thing, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Seems that's their form of protest, right?
So in terms of Los Angeles, where the teachers union has said they weren't going back to school until the sun doesn't shine anymore or whatever the list is of demands that they have, where's all that leading to? What's going on in L.A.?
Oh, it's leading to full closures, and it's unfortunate because the governor is trying to put out more strict guidelines because last year it was a joke. The distance learning was absolutely
nothing. Zero.
Lacking. It was ridiculous. And
nothing.
So,
nobody got anything. It was two more months off. Any parent that I've talked to here in my hometown, excuse me, and elsewhere, pretty much cites the same thing. It was chaos. There was no organization. Teachers were doing what they wanted to, and that wasn't much.
If they wanted to do anything at all. And here's the thing.
Yeah.
I think everybody needs to be as empathetic as possible. No one knew this was coming. I've tried to be as empathetic as possible as I can with not only our federal but our state leadership, some of whom I do not agree with at all politically, because I think this kind of took us, you know, it came around out of left field. And so, okay, schools sucked it up a little bit for the last part of the year. That's fine, but it cannot continue. And so it seems, at least in California, that they're trying to give more guidelines so that teachers are not just putting out assignments and then going back to their students, you know, in the spring and saying, okay, what did you do? They're now actually requiring that students spend, or that teachers spend time on video, on Zoom, hosting classes.
Why should they, if you're really a dedicated teacher, why should the boss or the bosses or the people in charge have to require you? Don't you care enough about your job? All these people that say, oh, we care about the children first. Okay, so then do your job. Which is not happening.
I agree with you. I know some teachers who were really phoning it in and, you know, were trying to take care of their own kids in the process. And so now there needs to be a set time. I know that Jeff's daughter got her class information. They start back next week, and she'll actually, or she's supposed to be, at least on paper, it seems she'll be in class between 9 and about 1 or 2 o'clock every single day, which is a lot more than was happening before, where it was just turn in your assignments and we'll see you later. So we'll see how it goes. I don't think that it's the best way forward. I think a lot of parents, and I'm not, you know, just judging by this, I've seen polling that suggests a lot of people are looking into homeschooling so that they can have more control of their curriculum. I've also heard some pretty sad stories about Catholic school. I was a Catholic schoolgirl for 12 years and liked my Catholic education a lot. Hundreds of Catholic schools are closing down, private schools included, are closing down because they're not making any money. You know, they don't get the money from the state. They don't get the money from the government.
Right, the money
to stay
from
open.
The Catholic Church.
Well, they don't actually. I mean, they get some, but you're based on tuition, and tuition's based on what kids are showing up in the classroom.
Should cash out some of that $5 billion under the Vatican, pay for a few schools to stay open.
But it's not, I mean, even just take the bad stuff that you think about Catholics away and look at just private schools. I mean, they're not going to get the money from the Vatican.
A lot of private schools are in trouble. So I'm looking at Chicago now as well. We talk about New York, Los Angeles. City number 3 is Chicago. There is a lot of data. They say we're going to have our opening guided by science. What does that mean?
They're going by the numbers. The numbers in Chicago are really bad. And this virus has disproportionately affected black and brown people in this country. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the problem, though, is that our educational system in this country already disproportionately favors white kids over non-white kids. So to have black kids staying at home and having to do their learning without being in the classroom.
Okay, so what's
it's
the fix?
Furthering
that's a problem. Understand the criticism. What do we do? What fixes if we admit to that? And I don't know who does or doesn't, but I'm just saying if we acknowledge that that is a serious problem without even the coronavirus, then what needs to be done? I mean, really tacit plans to fix this.
I
mean, you look at Los Angeles. Hold on, Jennifer.
Yeah.
Let me just make reference to what I know about Los Angeles and the school system there that spent, $230 million for that new high school, and within the first year it was half destroyed because the kids just ripped it apart, and it was in a part of the community where mostly it's a black and Latino population. So if there's no respect, what is there? Where's the median here? How do we these kids learn respect for something that will ultimately, if they engage in it, are going
to
do better? But jeepers, crow, this
but there's no, there's no consequences for this. And now we want to take police officers off of school campuses. It's just going to get worse. And honestly, this effort to put everybody at home so that we try to avoid the coronavirus,
right,
which everybody
so
is going to end up getting. Well, I'm telling you, send people back to school, put police in communities, because it's disproportionately hurting black communities, brown communities, when you don't have a place for them to go to school and when you don't have police actually policing the neighborhoods. And there's polling now that indicates black Americans particularly want the same amount or more policing in their communities. It's only these loud voices that are shouting about reimagining police or shutting down the schools that are actually being heard. And the people who are just operating below the radar, this is not what they want.
Well, I'd like to find some
where is that poll?
It's
from
a Gallup poll. It came out on Friday, and it's enlightening as to how many people want the same amount or more policing. I'll send it to you, and I'll even tweet it out at Jennifer.
So the teachers' union in Chicago says we'll walk off the job if schools reopen. Okay, so what are you going to do?
Same thing. They're holding it hostage.
Yeah, the unions are the part of the problem.
Yeah,
that is for sure. Meanwhile, Mexico got around. I didn't realize that the third highest toll of deaths after the U.S. and Brazil is in Mexico. Do you know that?
No.
They're having a really
difficult time. In fact, a lot of people believe that's why California's numbers are actually so high, because they're coming across the border to get treatment into Imperial County, and the hospitals are overrun.
Well, apparently,
which is the county south of San Diego.
There is a phenomenon, a deeply rooted fear of hospitals in Mexico. A lot of people don't seek care until they're so badly off they can't do anything to help them. I didn't realize that either. This is a very interesting overview. The contact that they have with one another. And then, and especially along the border, where still there are, we don't talk much anymore about the, you know, illegal immigration has taken a back seat to all this other stuff. But apparently there are still hundreds, if not thousands, of people at most of these border crossings that are trying to get across here. And there's huge problem with coronavirus there, because they're all packed in together. They're not wearing masks. They're all on top of each other. Wow. That's one of those unintended, what do they call it, unintended consequences,
yep,
of stuff like this going on. Woof. All right. So there's a focus for us to think about. 44 after the hour, in a matter of moments, I think maybe we ought to go back to the life and times of Alyssa Milano. What's going on with her after her COVID symptoms have re-emerged after this?
What's hot for business this week at Staples?
Small prices, big savings.
Help your business go big with everything you need at amazing prices.
From office essentials like paper and ink to health essentials like masks and hand sanitizer.
This week at Staples, get 40% back in rewards when you spend $75 on ink or $175 on toner.
Shop in-store or pick up curbside.
Save big this week at Staples.
Ends 8/15. Exclusion supply. Curbside available in most stores. Visit store or staples.com/40inrewards for details.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus. Well, it's a fact that many of us have adjusted our work routines and are now working from home. And a recent survey conducted by the folks at Epson found that while working at home, we love to multitask. Karen Rowden from Epson explains.
First of all, people do multitask on conference calls. About half of our respondents were saying that when they're on conference calls, they're either cooking or eating. We found that almost 20% of respondents were exercising on conference calls. They're taking their dogs for a walk or through the park or they're on their treadmill. So that's a really good example of how people tend to multitask when they're home. Actually, I found one of the things that was really interesting, about 20% of people have a TV on when they're working.
And me? Well, I don't have the TV on, but do what works for you. More info is at Epson.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary. Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so Alyssa Milano, it's the DJV program, by the way, Jennifer and Victoria and Doug. She was one of the first, wasn't she, to talk about her COVID experience, one of the first actresses.
No, I just found out about it. This is dating back to April 2nd when she had it. But yeah. People Magazine last week, I think it was Thursday, did a story about her having it. Cause I didn't know she had it. And I kind of, I mean, not that I follow her that closely, I don't. But this was the first time I had heard of it.
Well, what'd she been
You're
in?
You're thinking she was one of the first, like, Me Too movement, which she was.
Oh,
she was
okay.
One of the first.
She's pretty loud politically.
Yeah.
She's loud politically about everything. She has a podcast. I don't have much to say about Alyssa Milano, but I'm sorry she was sick.
She was on Charmed, and now she's going to come back in Who's the Boss. Apparently she's been around. I don't really recognize her. I'm looking back.
She was a pretty big deal for the 80s. I mean, Who's the Boss had some pretty, like, those people went on. Not the boy in the show, but she went on to decent amount of fame, I think. She was kind of like a teen cover girl for, like, mm-hmm. for boys.
Yep.
For boys, or like, you know, like would have been
like
a Playboy model in my
era.
In
your era, they would have called it a pin-up.
A pin-up.
Yeah,
up.
There
thank
you go.
Now, that was World War II, but thanks very much, Victoria.
Like we said, in your day.
Ten before the hour here.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get 4 free bonuses when you order. Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program. Our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Never been more important to practice self-care, keep yourself as protected as possible than it is right now, for obvious reasons. On the DJV program, we have Dr. Kerry Peterson here, joins us to discuss some ways to strengthen your immunity and to keep your family healthy and well from the inside out. Dr. Kerry Peterson, good to have you here. Immune system. Do people understand how important? This is one of my favorite items. I talk about it all the time on my various programs because it is so important, and I think it gets us through a lot of things. Understanding what it is, though, first, a lot of people don't even, it's not taught necessarily well in school, so what do we need to know about our immune system and how it functions?
Well, our immune system is quite complicated. It is a network of cells and organs, and it defends against all sorts of infections, bacteria, viruses, fungus, and it essentially defends against you getting sick. So without a strong immune system, you are more susceptible to infection.
So that's clear. Understanding how it works is one thing. How to keep it tuned up, if you will, or functioning, especially knowing that as a result of the COVID, a lot of people who are getting it are people who have weakened immune systems because they're overweight or they've been sick with something else, so who knows. But I think we'd like to have some advice from you as to how we keep our immune system in tip-top shape, how to get it there, how to keep it there.
Well, one thing people may not focus on is how balanced their diets are, because inadequate nutrition can weaken the immune system. So we need to make sure that each day we have all the essential minerals and vitamins that we need. But unfortunately, it can be difficult to do that every single day. So I do recommend to my patients to take a daily multivitamin to fill in the gaps. And there are a few that I recommend. I really like Rainbow Lights. They have one for men, women, and children. And they have everything you need, vitamin C, D, zinc, selenium, and they're vegetarian and gluten-free, and they're real easy to digest. And for immune support, they have Rainbow Light has another product called Counter Attack. This is a high-potency vitamin C and zinc, and it also, in it, has three targeted blends that support immune health. There is a powerful herbal complex in it that has echinacea, Chinese licorice, and peppermint, which all support immune health. Mm-hmm. So these are some of the things I recommend.
So right out of the Doug Steffen playbook, these are all the things. We've talked a lot about zinc, especially this year because of the Z-Pack and things that are included in it. But taking these things in their natural form is so much better for you. And I think that's one of the things that people don't understand. Although food is medicine. Do you preach that too? We need supplements because the food supply, the food chain has been so weakened by the huge agribusinesses, the lack of quality in food. So that's why these things come in handy, right? Because not a lot of good food.
I always say, Doug, you should have nutrient-dense foods. It's not just about calorie counting. It's about having nutrient-dense foods. So I completely agree with you that food is medicine.
So how much, when we get down to people ask the question, all right, so we're talking about immune system, what makes mine work or what makes it not work? And I can tell you from my own experience, if you have a lot of stress in your life, that's right up on the top of the list, is it not?
Absolutely. Stress can impair the immune system. In particular, chronic stress, day after day, can wear down your immune system and make you more susceptible to feeling sick. But there are things that can help you feel calm that are natural. And one that I like is Natural Vitality Calm. Mm-hmm. This one contains magnesium. Mm-hmm. And magnesium can relieve stress and make you feel calm. So it kind of just soothes your mind and can help alleviate some of that chronic stress. And it's easy to take. It comes in a powder, so you can put it in a hot or a cold drink if you like. And it also comes in a capsule and a gummy.
All right, the information here is available, more info on the website, Healthy Nation, HealthiNation, is that right? HealthiNation.com?
You can go to that, or you can go to RainbowLight.com and NaturalVitality.com.
All right. RainbowLight.com, NaturalVitality.com. Important thing is to have these things as a part of your daily routine. Good info. Thanks, Dr. Peterson. Dr. Peterson, medical contributor, columnist for Women's Health Magazine, here talking about how to enhance your immune system on the DJV program, 59 past the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.